Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Something pretty magical happened yesterday in the household. After what was initially an adrenaline rush of excitement, I guess the flames were doused pretty quickly, and it surged back up again. I brought up on the show a couple of weeks ago the roller coaster of a weekend where my wife casually mentioned that maybe we should get our son a goldfish.
Yes. And then you actually, very out of character, did something about it.
How dare you? I am very proactive. So, and I don't like, I like trying to do little surprises.
Yeah.
So when she mentioned in passing, she's like, oh, it'd be cute if we had like a fish that we all had in the house. And I was like, excellent.
You went, okay, I'm going to set up Geelong Aquarium.
Yeah. I sent out, I think, 8 different messages to people on Facebook Marketplace looking for tanks and all these kind of things. Not buying fish, because we were like, once we get the gear, we'll go get the fish after that. Blah, blah, blah. And I said to my wife, I was like, look, I've messaged all these people. I wanted to surprise you. Today, if you want, like, we can go around and we can pick this up from some complete stranger on the internet and we can get some fish. And she was like, oh, I just kind of said it as like a cute thing.
Oh.
Like, it's probably the worst time of the year, like, you know, lead up to Christmas.
And then you had text regret. You're getting all these messages still. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I've really committed. I've got a few people chasing me back up because I seemed really interested. She's like, look, let's revisit in January. The next couple of weeks are going to be a little bit hectic. And I was like, you know what? That's totally fine. Yesterday morning, my wife was like, hey, I've got a surprise for you. Well, Jack's got a surprise for you. He's our son. He's 1.5. And he pushes the door into his little playroom. And up on his bookshelf is a fish tank.
So cute.
Fish is one of the sounds he knows how to make.
And what a fish sound like.
If you say, what does a fish sound like? Yeah. He goes,
cute.
And he's pointing up at the fish tank going,
that's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And my wife was like, it's an early birthday present because my birthday is in a couple of weeks. Yeah. And I was like, this is incredible because I didn't want a birthday present. But now my birthday present is something I wanted to get our son.
Yes.
So I'm like, haha. This is excellent. She wins, I win, and at the end of the day, our son wins because it's all about getting him a fish. I spent all morning this morning setting up the fish tank.
Oh, yep.
Putting the water in, getting the right, like, the water
conditioner. Because you've got to let the water, like,
for a week.
Yeah. Oh, really?
For
is it a week?
Bro. I didn't realize. I have read these instructions.
All the gear, no idea.
No, literally. And, like, it's all QR coded, so I'm looking at all these things on my wife. I'm like, do you know how long we have to clean the filter? It's every 2 weeks. It's maintenance and all this stuff. I'm so in.
Oh, my God. You have become fish tank dad.
Yeah, I know. But so we've filled it today. Next weekend, we're going to go to the aquarium and or, like, to somewhere to get some fish. And we're going to get tropical. I think a tropical fish.
Oh.
So we might get a fighting fish or like a nice pretty fish. And then...
A Nemo?
That is... you don't think you can buy a clownfish like
you can't?
Super easy? I feel like that's a very expensive fish. I mean, Nemo is my son's favorite fish.
Yeah. Now you want a Nemo.
We have to get a Nemo, Jess.
I don't know if they actually are for sale.
Oh, no.
Because they might be endangered because of finding Nemo.
There's a chance. Look, I don't Google it. I don't want my heart broken live on the radio that we can't get a Nemo fish. And the reason is because of an incredible movie. That's the reason you can't get him anymore. But what I thought would be smart is because normally I run headfirst into these things because I'm so excited. And I'm currently picking up pace running headfirst.
I was going to say, Tim, you have not dipped a toe in. You're fully submerged in the water right now.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Advice?
Advice?
Anyone that's had fish.
Like fish advice?
Fish advice. Because the maintenance, I was a bit surprised. Like, I thought it would be like once a month, but it's like fortnightly change 25% of the water, clean the filters, do all these things.
I would suggest keeping up with that because
I've set calendar reminders in my phone.
Yeah. Like, the last thing you want is to put all this money into fish and then the poor things like die within a week.
I literally can't even think of that scenario. Don't even put it out there.
I'm not putting it out there.
Fish advice.
Beck from Anglesey, she has some news for you, Tim, about clownfish. Beck, you can actually purchase these in Australia, can't you?
You can definitely purchase them in Australia. I had Nemo and Dory.
Tim is genuinely speechless. You know you need to still speak, Tim.
Do you need a license?
No.
And
no,
Tim,
no, you can have them. They're saltwater fish.
The
you can
best part is they're not even that expensive.
What?
Yeah, they're quite cheap, actually.
They're not too bad. They are on the, you know, when you're buying a goldfish or you're buying a Nemo, they are a little bit more expensive. You will be paying $30, $40 or so.
Oh, for a Nemo?
Yeah.
I'd pay a grand.
But you need the salt water and you need to get the anemone that they live in and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of work,
I don't know if we've got the anemone kind of deal set up. It's like a 20-litre tank. Currently we have one fake plant and some gravel. So you have to have...
What kind of fish would you suggest Tim have? Like, what's a good starter fish?
I've heard a beta fighting fish is the way to go.
Yeah, but you can, if you're going to have that, you can only have that in the tank, because if you put anything else with that, it'll just attack it.
I've been doing so much research. Apparently, if you get the betas, they're not going to fight. It's the alphas that are the bastards.
Yeah, okay. I still wouldn't trust them.
Okay. Don't trust a fighting fish. They wouldn't call it a fighting fish if it didn't want to fight.
That's true.
The maintenance, like, is that something definitely, like, because I thought it was a monthly thing. It's definitely a fortnightly thing, other than feeding them, obviously. Is that something that absolutely you've got to stand by?
Well, yeah, no, you do, definitely. You keep your pH levels right. If you keep your pH levels right and you've got a really good filter system, you're pretty good. You don't have to do a lot of cleaning, but I would recommend one of those magnet cleaners.
Oh, cool.
So you put them on either
magnet
side of your glass.
And it
cleans and you go, and you go up and down on your glass, and it's a magnet on both sides, but it's got the cleaner on it, and then you don't have to put your hand in the tank.
What about, Beck, again, I'm getting all my knowledge from Finding Nemo. Is there like some sort of crustacean you can get to put in the tank that will do the cleaning for you, like that French crab-looking thing from Finding Nemo?
Yeah, there's bottom feeders, little ones, and they'll eat all the crap out of your gravel and stuff
Get one of those. That's like the Jess of the show, little bottom feeder.
That's
getting the scraps off
thing
to the
you've
side.
Ever said to me.
Becca, I appreciate this phone call, because not only are you potentially helping me, but maybe many people across town right now that it could be coming into some fish.
No, well, good luck with it. Be prepared also to flush, because
Beck.
Sometimes you've just got to do it and go back to the fish shop, because sometimes it's a learning curve.
Oh, Beck. All right. I appreciate the heads up. That's a lot.
You should get a sign for above the fruit fish tank. Be prepared to be flushed.
Keep them on their toes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I can get an anemone in there.
You're still thinking about the clownfish.
Yeah, I know.
Beck just told you it's a lot of work and you are still committing to it.
Well, it's an excellent film, Jess. They wouldn't make it if it wasn't a good fish to get.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Today I had a Christmas miracle, Tim, and I feel like a lot of people will understand when I say what happened to me this morning, because it really was a beautiful, special moment, and I don't know if it'll ever happen again.
Okay.
All the stars seemed to align for me this morning.
Did you wake up on your first alarm?
Well, yes, I did that too. Woke up before my alarm. That's not even what I want to talk about. I know.
Is a Christmas miracle. You only read about those things in the movies.
I decided this morning that I wanted to go and get my nails done because we are, less than 2 weeks away from Christmas now. I thought, perfect, I'll get some like festive nails done. I haven't had my nails done for a long time.
You've bitten off or chewed off what was left or remaining.
Horrific. My nails were looking disgusting. And so
you're like the gobble doc, but for fingernails.
I usually don't like to brave the nail salons, especially this close to Christmas. And the shopping centres, they're just packed. They're so packed all of the time. So I was fully expecting to have to wait a very long time to get my nails done. So usually what happens if you get your nails done regularly, you walk into one of those like shopping centre nail salons, you say, hey, I'm here for, I want to get my nails done. I want to get tips put on. And they go, yep, no worries. We've got a seat. And you could be waiting anywhere from 5 to 40 minutes.
Right. Okay.
Because they will just get to you when they get to you. You can't make an appointment. Even if you make an appointment, they just take walk-ins and your appointment is basically null and void.
Push back.
Yeah. And so I walked in today fully expecting, I gave myself 2 hours before work. I was like, here we go. It's probably going to take this long because I know usually this time close to Christmas, everyone's trying to get their nails done before the festive season. So I walked in. I said, hey, you know, can I get my nails done? And lady was like, yep, no worries. Come in. She puts the basket of colors in front of me. And I was like, okay, fantastic. I'll take my time picking a color. Immediately sat down. And I was like, hang on a second. Is this real life? Is this happening? She started on my nails straight away. I walked right into, you don't even understand how big this is. There are women.
You said a lot of words that are just flying.
There are women listening to this right now going, oh my God, are you serious?
Okay.
Started working on them straight away. I was in and out of that salon 30 minutes flat. Full set.
I need your help telling me how to react.
Okay.
Because we're at super different levels right now. And I want to be blown away, but currently. Okay.
What is something in your life that you set aside a lot of time for because you know it's going to take a long time?
House deposit.
Okay. Imagine
you
walk into a bank and you say, I'd like a house deposit. And they go, no worries, sir. Come this way. Here's $100,000, all yours. That's the feeling I got this morning. Walking into that salon.
I might have picked something that's hard to compare. But there's not many things I give too much time to. Well,
it's a Christmas miracle.
Okay. Since you've informed me of this, of how important it is, because when you were telling me, I'll be honest, it was like you told me you drank a glass of milk. I was like, is this worthy of sharing? Do you want me to text you when I also have a customer service experience?
No,
but
this
I would like to say, can I firstly say, wow.
Thank you.
Really excited for you. Hopefully, I think Jackie from Ocean Grove has given us a call. Jackie, is this impressive or should I not care? I agree. Jackie
she
called.
She was so blown away.
No, Jackie called up to hang up on you to let you know. The classic crank call from Jackie. Pranky Jackie. Upon further reflection, wow.
Thank you.
You're so blessed.
Right? Too blessed to be stressed, my friend. Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm sure that you'll be stressed in 20 minutes. Don't you worry. Tim and Jess, the
podcast. What did your cat drag in? Because...
Oh, not like the saying... Look what the cat's dragged in.
No.
Like, what did your literal
Literally, what did your cat drag in? Because I was on the phone with my mum last night and my sister was over at her mum's house and I was just saying...
Her mum's your mum.
Our mum.
That's why... This is why Macedonians are so complicated. Yeah, my sister was talking to her mum and it's not good. And then I was talking to my mum, who's the same person, and it's unbelievable.
We share a mum. She was over at mum's house last night having a swim. They were in the pool and we're having a chat over the phone as I'm driving home from work. And I hear them both yell at one point at our family cat. They're like, Phoebe, no! What did Phoebe do? What's going on? They're screaming, squealing, like yelling at dad to go and chase the cat inside. She's run inside with something in her mouth.
Oh, right.
The back door was open. The cat was outside.
In the house.
She's run indoors with whatever it was in her mouth, and they don't know what she brought in, but they never found it. My dad insists it was a leaf.
I was going to say, what if it was something just like a bit of bark or a leaf or something?
My sister insists it was a mouse.
Right. Your sister is a bit of a, how do I put this? Now, I know that like you and your mum are close, but her and her mum... That's another story. I feel like, and like this might sound, if people listening might be shocked by this, your sister's pretty dramatic.
She is a bit dramatic. It runs in the family, some would say. And so they're like absolutely freaking out about, oh, you know, they've brought the mouse. She's obviously brought a mouse in. Where is it? We have to find it.
What if the cat ate the mouse? Can it happen that fast?
It wouldn't happen. Like if she had brought a mouse in and started to chomp on it, you would have found remains.
Do they smell anything in the house though?
What do you mean?
Like if they brought a mouse in, you'd be able to smell it.
You probably would. We might find it in a few days. Who knows?
Ugh.
They didn't find anything though. And this is the thing. Like we've had plenty of cats like in the past that have brought home lots of treasures. That's what cats do. This is why I don't like my cat being outside. My cat is purely an indoor cat. She lives a life of luxury. She's fine. I don't want her going and collecting random objects for me and bringing them home.
I imagine the biggest kill your cat's got is probably a moth or a butterfly.
Definitely has picked up a fly before, a common like blowfly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think it could get sadder than a moth. Here we are. What a predator. Top of the food chain.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes she spots birds outside. I'm like, oh, honey, as if you could. As if you could.
Don't even, babe.
52232955. What did your cat drag in?
Don't have a cat. Dogs brought a chicken and a possum to me.
Really?
Staying at mum and dad's. Got a chicken. Sad times.
Possum.
Got a duck. Sad times.
Oh, God.
Possum. Sad times. That's what dogs do.
Oh, God.
It's cool, especially, like, she runs birds. Yeah. Has never got a bird in the day life. But a chicken, not as smart. Chooks aren't as smart.
No.
And, it's...
They weren't expecting it.
It is one of those things. Yeah. And we definitely knew what the dog brought up.
Oh, no.
Not like, where's the mouse in the house? It's like, well, there's the dead possum on the back mat.
Oh, God. Yep.
So young Xavier's giving us a call. Xavier, what did your cat get?
Well, the weirdest thing my cat ever brought into the house.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Xavier, you dropped out.
You dropped out, mate. Tell us again.
Sorry, did you hear this?
You were speaking to him beforehand. What happened, Jess?
He said that his cat found a peacock feather.
Oh.
And I said, where did he get that from? Do you have a peacock? He said, we don't know.
That's actually quite concerning.
It is concerning.
All right, Caleb in Thompson's giving us a call. Caleb, what did your cat drag in?
It's not my cat, but years ago when I was a kid, my auntie's cat brought in a little sparrow.
Oh.
And it was still alive, flying around.
Oh.
It was like a bit of a murder scene flat.
Oh, God. So. Caleb, this is the worst part, right? They do like half the job. They'll catch it and then they go, here's the gift for you. You finish.
Well, I've heard that they only do it because where they bring you stuff, you're not good hunters.
Yeah. Yes.
They, so they think you're not providing for yourself or your family.
Yeah, yes.
Little sparrow would go well down on Christmas Day, wouldn't it now, Caleb? All right. Finally, Sian in Clifton Springs. Sian, what did your cat literally drag in?
He has never killed anything. He brings them in and lets them go.
Yep.
I've had rats.
Catch and release.
Oh.
Not just little rats. I've had rats. I've had mice. I've had lizards. And I'm terrified of birds.
Oh, God.
And he brings in birds and sets them free, and I have to leave the house.
God.
Fair enough.
Sian! So do you have one of those, like, cat doors that lets him in and out?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, yeah, no. I'm not game after that.
Bolt that shut. I think that's probably the right thing to do. These cats bring it. I think would you rather it come in and be dead or alive? That's the thing, whatever they're dragging in.
Oh, you'd rather it be dead.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's cruel.
Well, it's cruel death inside or outside.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's nice you brought it into the living room. It was actually quite an honest place for that rat to die. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.